We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier.
Their defense is going to be really good.
Even if he doesn't like it, okay? 31, 32, 32, 32. Ain't nobody coming close to that.
Jerry, you're so great, Jerry.
I get along
Tell
with people
Tell me about the politics
here.
In Boston. Oh, I hate
Unlike
you, too.
Unlike you, you piss
Did
off
you
everybody.
Did you see what Trump said?
Including the account executive.
Let's talk politics.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Trump.
There is nobody going to pay him that kind of money.
It's unbelievable. This is the greatest lineup ever assembled. Why? What are you doing?
We're all in teams.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Beautiful. Don't you feel great? Don't you feel ready at all? You're a golf guy, right?
No,
oh,
I
golf.
Am not. No, I have not.
You suck at golf or you
no,
hate
no,
golf?
No, no, no. There's a difference.
What's
no,
the
there's
difference?
A difference. I mean, I did suck at it for a while, like everybody else who first picked up a set of clubs.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a great athlete.
No.
Said you could play goaltender
not,
in hockey.
No, no. If
you
I
suck
devoted,
at golf?
Again, if I devoted every last minute of my life like I did football to golf, I would be awesome at it. I'd be winning opens. I'd be winning tournaments. I'd be taking money from people, you know, at golf courses. Yes, I'd be hustling like crazy.
Wait, hold
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. You, on the other hand, you look like the mole man, like coming out of like the ground this morning, the way you just look right now. Like, you should not be wearing golf attire. Let me just tell you, some people can pull it off. I'm sorry, but you cannot.
So you're making fun of fat people?
No, I'm making fun of you.
Didn't you go to sensitivity training with all of us?
You're different.
Weren't you
you're
there
not,
for hour
the
six?
Like, you're not quite fat. You're not quite
people.
Skinny. You're like somewhere in between.
I mean,
it's like it's weird.
What do you mean
but
weird?
It's weird. It's like, so right now.
Why
so
are you making fun of me?
What do you mean? You're making fun of me. You're having all these other people do your work for you, bitching and complaining about this isn't done, this isn't done.
Well, that's
you're your typical, like, okay, but you've been doing radio for how long? 75 years?
72 years.
Figure it out, almighty Glenn Ordway. You can do it.
I'll try.
Listen, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you
a
pep
talk. You know what you're doing right now?
I'm
going to
give you the Tony Robbins pep talk. You want it?
You're
deflecting. You want it right now? No, I learned from the best.
You are doing a good job deflecting. Like
how'd you find where'd you learn that? I did it from watching you, Dad. I did it from watching you.
So you're one of these pretty boys that you can wear anything and look good at it. You make fun of other people that don't, you know, have that same, you know, gracious look that you have. That's
no, that's
what
not
you're
true.
Doing.
Here's what
look
it
at,
is.
Look at these people that are golfing today.
Yes.
A bunch of fat people. Do any of these people look like they're, oh, there's Lou Marloney.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's
okay.
Not fat anymore.
No.
So here's the deal with golf courses, golf attire, and the whole, like, culture of golf. All right, I'm going to break it down for you. Like, there's some people who just legitimately suck, and they can't play golf to save their life. But they dress the part. Like Mutt. Mutt looks like he knows how to play golf right now. He looks good in his golf clothes.
When did he have his leg amputated? Did you notice that was a one of those the fake legs? He's got a different leg. You
no,
notice that?
No, I did not notice that.
Yeah,
no.
I saw it today.
No, but Mutt looks good. He's got the white shirt. He's got like the gray shorts.
Can't
he
play,
looks like
can't play
he probably sucks. Yeah. And then there's those that, you know, like Minahan or Callahan, you know, are probably pretty decent. They just don't give. They pass the point of giving a crap about what people think about their attire. You know, and then there's me. There's me. I'm just not playing, period.
So we have a little putting green over to the left of us. Talk about a hard-o move, because Kirk loves to nail everybody. He goes, oh, hard-o. So he's over here in front of us, higher grass, and he's got his chipper out there, and he's chipping onto the green during commercial breaks.
You think he can make it?
Right. He's doing a four-hour freaking radio show, okay? You're supposed to sit here and talk for 4 hours. And he's got this hard-o move where he's chipping because, you know, and that's a hard-o move.
It's him and Jerry. It's him and Jerry.
Oh, Jerry was sitting here.
Double or nothing, and they're doing it's like it's Kirk's attempt to show people that he's an athlete. That doesn't work. Golf doesn't count. Golf doesn't count. NASCAR doesn't count. Golf doesn't count. Can he shoot free throws? Probably, but
you
can't.
We were talking, you and I were talking about this early, and the problem is with golf, there's too much of a commitment. And my guess is if you're playing a lot of golf, your marriage sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Your family,
oh, yeah.
Your family life sucks.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I would claim that guys who play an awful lot of golf I would say the divorce rate's normally like 50%. I say it skyrocks to 75%.
Yeah, you always know, like, if a guy's home life is, like, really in the crapper when they spend all their time at the golf course. And it, God forbid they have a membership somewhere and they never leave. They never leave the bar area. So, no, I used to play all the time. But then I started having kids. And then I don't personally believe that you can be a good father and go out and leave for 6 hours every single weekend.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Now, my wife kept on saying to me, she goes, you were gone for 5 hours. I said, honey, it takes 5 hours to do a round of golf. She goes, you're lying.
No, it's
you're
true.
Lying. What are they? It's not miniature golf. Yeah. We're not doing the windmills, you know? Wow. By the way,
Dale
smartest dresser of the day.
All black
Dale Arnold.
Hey,
why is he all black today?
I don't know. Is that, that's a weird color choice because it's
going to No,
be
no,
hot
no, it
today.
Isn't. No, I know.
What do you mean?
But
it is. It's slimming. He lost all the weight. He doesn't need. Dale, you don't need to wear black. You're skinny. See? I mean, he's skinny now.
No, he just went on vacation for two
he's
weeks.
Skinny.
I can tell. He put on about 6 pounds.
No, he did. Climbed Mount Washington.
He's been on vacation.
Dale's the only guy.
He came down from Mount Washington. He had a gigantic feast.
No.
That's what he had.
Dale's the only guy that went on vacation and lost weight.
No, I don't think so.
He's like hiking. He's going to all these different places.
He's got the technique down. What you do is you wear. Because you wear the black clothing.
What is
I don't care if it's hot and humid.
Why would you wear black? Because
you hide any extra poundage. I've done it. It's the perfect thing.
No, I'm making
a huge mistake today. Would you point it out? Thank you.
It's muggy.
The stripes are going to be going this way.
Yeah.
It can't go across.
Don't wear stripes. Don't wear stripes. Like I saw some of the people we work with, Dana, Mark Hannon, all those guys. And they all must have gotten dressed in the dark. Like, Dana's wearing some shorts that, like...
That's what I hate about you.
What?
Because you're a good-looking guy, and so
that
the rest of us...
Do with
the rest
it.
Of us are normal or below
look,
normal.
Look at me. Look at what I'm wearing. Do I look like I got dressed in the dark?
Yes,
I do.
You can get away with it. You're no Brady. Let me tell you something. You're no Garoppolo. But you're, like, in that next tier. You know when we're constantly talking about that next tier of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
When it comes to guys, good-looking guys, you're that next tier. You're not the top tier.
I'm first off the bench.
You're first off the bench.
Okay, all right. I'm on the deck circle. I get that.
But you can get away with all this stuff, and then you make fun of the other people.
That's what we do for
a
living.
Did you get in trouble for doing it? You can't do this anymore.
That's different.
Oh.
No, I can still
listen. You can't ridicule fat people.
We can still. No, listen.
I shouldn't say fat people. I should say slightly overweight.
First of all, like when I rip you for being fat, it's really not. For you being
I'm not
fat.
That fat anymore.
That's my point. So, like, you really, it's kind of like it's just the way it is. I rip you for being you, for being Glenn, which is very broad. That's a very broad stroke. So I got lots of ammunition. Yeah. I can go so many different directions, but I just choose what, because it's like my lazy attempt at humor. When I don't feel like, you know, being witty and smart, I just go to the fat jokes.
Well, I always know when you go into something, it's usually a lazy technique, which you know, you fall into like every day.
Hey, want me to write want me to write something for the website?
Yeah,
sure. It's going to suck.
Can you imagine
It's going to suck.
Those sentences will be like six words.
Do you remember the stories?
They should make you do that one day. They should have you do that.
No.
I guarantee it would be the most viewed piece on that website.
Awesome.
People would all want to read it, and it would be embarrassing. It'd be
like a
third grader, fourth grader.
Here's the thing. I'm a great writer. You don't know this because you've never seen I'm a great writer.
I've seen your emails to me.
They're different.
Your texter. I can't even understand
that. Different set of rules for texting and emailing friends. Like, I give a crap whether I use T-O-O or T-O. No. If it's T-H-E-R-E or T-H-E-I-R when I'm sending it to you, I don't care. I know what the rules are. I know what the regulations are. I don't care. My point is.
And you are.
There's another one.
Right.
There's another one. Okay, you get lazy and you stop giving a crap. Okay, that's
no,
what
you
that's
get
what
lazy.
That's
the
what these phones have done
through.
To us. They've made everybody lazy. Yeah. But no, I will tell you this. So the same way I got out of playing special teams in the NFL is the same way I'll get out of writing for a website, for this website. Same way. Hey, Christian, we're going to have you on kickoff return, punt, and punt return. Sure. Okay. Oh, gee, my bad. Bad technique. Ooh, made another tackle. Ooh, bad idea. No. It's going to be one day I went to a game and saw my friend Glenn. It's going to be terrible. It'll be run-on fences. Not going to make any sense.
I want Bradford just to ask you to do a guest column because it might be the funniest thing that any of us will ever read.
What you do is like – so when I was in the NFL, they used to do this thing where the NFL players had a website.
Yeah.
And then they would they asked me one year to keep a diary.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, who's writing it for me?
A diary.
Yeah, it was like a
weekly
diary.
All you have to do is just write out your experiences.
No, it was great.
In complete sentences. Did you go to college?
Glenn, I had...
Did you go to college?
I had four kids.
Did you go to class?
I had a full-time job that required me to give all my time and effort and energy to that job. I was not going to sit at that freaking computer and write, like, my diary. Today I had eggs and grits. And then I wasn't really sure. No, uh-uh. So what they did, it was great. So this is what they did. So they had this lady call me up, and I would basically tell her what I did with my days.
Oh, God.
And in real time, too, by the way. So, like, I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm like, oh, yeah, then, you know, we played the Kansas City Chiefs and blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, my God, my dog just threw up on the floor. And she put my dog just threw up on the floor into the diary.
So did you get explicit? Did you, you know?
We got laid. We went out. Did you do anything?
No. I was scared.
Because it was a woman and you were afraid.
Yes, exactly. You know, come on. Who are you talking to?
That's exactly.
Who are you talking to?
If it was some guy,
you
sat there and said, oh yeah. You
oh,
know?
Boy.
It was wild.
We shut it down. Woo! You should have seen
you think Kansas City's a quiet town?
Woo! I got some stories about Kansas City. Those booby bars they got out there.
All right. We are broadcasting live at Pine Hills. And this is our yearly Jimmy Fund golf tournament presented by Jamie Parker. Saw Jamie over
really?
There.
I saw her also.
Jamie, yep.
Saw
Jamie's presenting it. So we're out here, and the weather right now is not bad. A little,
well,
little steamy.
Feel your hands right now.
A little steamy.
Are you like, they're
moist.
Greased up right
A little moist.
Moist. It's a little very moist. Erotic word you're using, moist. I don't know.
Especially
if
when
said.
A short fat guy saying it. Right?
I said it. You said it. I didn't say
short
it.
Short fat
you
guy
said
says
it.
Moist. People get excited.
You said it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I understand that. But later on, they're expecting maybe some thunderstorms.
Yes.
Which means. You've seen Caddyshack, right?
Okay. Yeah.
We might get a little bit of that.
Yeah, and I'm just going to tell
who
Doug
stays
right
on the
now.
Course and who is a wimp and who pushes out and leaves the course. That's
well,
what I want to
say. Say
oh,
that,
Dale's done. Look at that. Dale
oh, he's
took,
sweating his ass
Dale
off
Dale took
right
five
now.
Putts and he's done.
You know what? Dale's got the old man flush look right now. His whole face is red. He's red as can be. It's like he just got out of, you know those old guys when they get out of the sauna? Yeah. They go, oh, it's really hot in there today, son.
Go climb a mountain, Dale.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I would say that this whole setup right here, Doug, just to inform you, you're probably going to have to move it. So there's my contribution to the show.
What do you do when the lightning storm comes here, Doug? Because the people will get off the course.
When a lightning storm comes, I'm going to have Christian hold a five iron over his head.
Ooh, I like that. That's a
oh
good idea.
Oh,
it's a good idea. You know
there's
why?
Doug. Doug Lane, everybody.
You know what that's for, Christian? To warn all the other people to get off the course. You
that
will
would
save
be funny.
Lives. You will save
that
lives.
Would be fun. I can just see, like, you know, some sort of, like, you know, some, you know, the grounds crew saying, like, you know, trying to screw with some young kid. All right, listen. In order for us to alert, we don't have a bell, we don't have a horn. What you need to do is drive around on this cart that doesn't have a top, by the way, and hold up your five iron. That alerts all the golfers to seek shelter. Someone would end up doing it.
All right, did you watch the Home Run Derby last
yes.
night? Good for
yes.
you. And well, here we go.
What?
Mr. Baseball. And by the way, it is important that to the baseball people out there in the world that Christian engage himself in the Red Sox and in baseball in the second half of the season to the point now where the players themselves are actually requesting that you engage yourself into baseball. And in fact, they're making it their whole second half effort to get you to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mitch Moreland, first baseman of the Boston Red Sox.
I'm Mitch Moreland, and one of my goals is to make Christian Fourier care about baseball.
See, that's they planted that there.
What do you mean
they planted that there?
Mitch Moreland, listen to the show. He hears you make fun of baseball all the time.
That's not true.
See,
hold on. No, I make
Lou
fun of Lou.
No,
I make fun of Lou. There's a difference.
Everybody makes fun of Lou, but you make fun of Lou and baseball.
No, I don't make fun. No,
yeah,
I make
do.
Fun of how soft they are, how weak they are, and how unathletic they are.
You're making fun of baseball.
No, but as far as the ability to hit a baseball, like it's unheard of. It's an unbelievable talent. Different. So, and I also give them credit, Mitch Moreland. I also give you credit for the mental toughness that you have to have to get through an entire season. And I've changed. No, in the beginning when I started the show, I used to get on Lou all the time. And all baseball, like, oh, big deal. Oh, you got to play 162 games. Oh, you may make the playoffs.
They don't
big
play
deal.
In the rain and the snow, you know.
Well, you know, it's fine. I get it, right? But they play so many games, I get it. But I've softened my stance on that. But no, I completely care about baseball. This is so much fun. I can't wait to turn my TV on.
Good.
And sit down for 5 hours and watch a game.
Good. We'll pass that
I don't
to
fall
Mitch
asleep
Moreland.
At all.
Really?
Never fall asleep.
Make
I don't ever
Christian
turn
Fourier care about baseball.
That's my guy, Mitch.
Just go.
What do they call him? Mitchie Two Bags or something
Mitchie
like
two
that?
Mitchie Two Bags.
See, Mitch I know Moreland. His
nickname. That's the Carrabba's name for him. Mitchie yeah. Two Bags. No, you throw it out there.
You know what I need?
You and he'll be tight because now you can sit and talk baseball.
See, if you were going to relate to anybody on that roster, that Red Sox roster, who would it be?
Who would it be?
Yeah. It doesn't, for whatever reason, I don't care. Just, you know, who would it be?
Yeah. In different ways. Jackie Bradley Jr., because I go into slumps every couple months for things really slow.
That's it?
And
okay.
So, yeah. And then, you know, suddenly I'll pick it up and get into the gym.
So you got Jackie.
Yeah. Go to the gym.
You know, you
skip
do.
Skip the gym for 2 months. I think that's Jackie's problem. I can tell you, skips the gym for 2 months.
You do? You think that's what it is? Yeah. You think he goes up? See, skips the gym. If I was going to relate to it, Mitch Moreland would be one of those guys, an older guy that's, you know, he did all the right things, you know, worked his butt off to get where he's at, you
young
know, competed the way.
You. I mean,
in baseball, is he 30 something? What is he?
He's young.
He's compared to you? But baseball, he's like old. Wow. He's old, and these guys are 19, 20, 21 years old and just killing it left and right. And all these other guys are making all this money. And, I mean, I'll even go back. You know, so all the free agents that have signed here, like so, yes, I would say Mitch Moreland. I do care about baseball.
Good. So he's already made a dent in his goal here to get you
I'm
to
affected.
Do it. So you did watch the Home Run Derby last night.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Now, did you do it because you knew that Lou wasn't going to be here today and you had to, and you couldn't be lazy Christian Fourier, or did you do it because you really cared and said, I need to watch this?
Well, first of all, the Bachelor was really boring. It was all the home dates for the guys, so like I just couldn't get into it.
That was the parents thing, right?
And I actually, it was funny because like I went into my wife was in the bedroom. She's like, and I put the pre. Here's the thing, they have ESPN has
a pre-game
home run. They have a preview show
7 to 8.
And I was like, she's like, you're gonna watch this? I was like, you know what? I was, but now that you're shaming me, I'm not gonna watch it because it makes no sense. So I would say this though.
Tim Fox, that's a real football player, right?
Yes,
here.
Yes. Someone to BC, I get
he's
it.
A real football player.
What are we talking about?
He's a real football player.
Based on what?
He's a real football player.
Based
unlike
on what?
Unlike
based,
you.
Based on what?
He didn't have all the Tom Brady and all these other guys to cover his ass. Vrabel,
he played defense.
Everybody else. He's a hell of a player.
He's a safety,
he's
a corner,
a
whatever.
What do you even know what position
he's a white guy. He's a kicker. He was a kicker. Imagine he was the last actually white safety ever played the position in the NFL. You should tell him what it's like.
Hell of a play. I'm sorry, I interrupted you and your wife in the bedroom.
No. Yeah. Well, you know how that ends.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, always ends well.
Where's your bedroom? Down the hallway.
Separate rooms. Yeah. No. But who is the guy from Shrek? You know the prince in Shrek?
Oh yeah.
You know that Prince Humperdinck or whatever his name is?
I,
you know, anybody know the name of the princes?
No. Doug Lane will know that. I would look it up,
but I have no internet service, so everything's going to be
Curtis,
what's
do you know that
guy?
Curtis usually knows, like, fairy tale stuff.
No, okay.
No, he doesn't know
it. Well, you know the movie Shrek, right?
I know it well.
Okay, in the movie, the prince, when they first introduce him, he comes out really slow, in slow motion. He does this thing with his hair where he flips it to the right and to the left, and then, I have no hair, and he flips it up. That's Bryce Harper.
Yes.
That is Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Like, every time, like, there was a bat.
Did you see his father? His father's all jacked.
Holy cow, dude. That guy is
jacked.
Yeah, he is. He looks young. He just looks like he can still
play. He looks like he's 2 years older than his son.
Yeah, he should have, like, a fitness show, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He's got the facial hair working. Dark, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think he dies?
He was pitching to him, right?
He was pitching to him.
So one of my issues was, like, Bryce Harper's last round. Hold on, you got the name?
Prince Charming.
Seriously? Wow, we had some options. It's Prince Charming. Okay, there was a point.
I tell you what, Curtis can work that Google machine better than anybody.
There was a point.
Hey, sneak that Google machine tomorrow morning for the contest.
He didn't find
okay?
it. Doug found it.
Yeah.
There was a point in the Home Run Derby. Oh, so at the last round, Bryce Harper was last, and I think Schwarber had, 18? And there was a good little stretch where Harper's dad was throwing just – stuff in the dirt.
Yeah, he was
it
all
was
over the
ugly.
Place.
And it was like, wait a second.
You know what it is? He got nervous.
Yeah, he got nervous.
He got nervous. I think he got nervous.
He was pitching the whole time.
Oh, there were
six. Harper didn't do the Home Run Derby last year because his dad got sick, so he didn't even do it because his dad couldn't pitch to him.
Christian, there were like six pitches that were non-hittable, and the clock is ticking down, and he's two away.
I was like, Dad, what the hell are you doing here? Do you want me to win this thing?
Yeah.
But then he got into a stretch where he found a groove, and everything was perfect for Harper, and he was just nailing it left and right to the point where he tied him up. Then, since he got like he hit a 400 home run ball, whatever, he gets a 30-second timeout.
Yeah.
Now you know he's got 30 seconds to hit one freaking home run, and his dad had already found his groove and found his sweet spot, so it was just a matter of time.
Listen, I thought,
but I liked it.
I liked it.
Yes,
I liked it. I will willing to admit it, and I'm as cynical as anybody out there when it comes to this stuff. Now, I will tell you, was I totally, thoroughly, 100% engaged in it at all times? No. It was kind of in the background, and then I waited for something good to happen.
The end.
And once a guy got up to 18 or 20, and they were getting high home run totals, then suddenly I said, okay, I'm going to put down what I'm doing. Yeah, I was doing a little work on the side on the computer. I said, I'm going to put all my attention onto what they're doing. So it was good in that respect. It's too long.
Well,
that's
the problem. I still think it's too long.
It's too long.
Yeah, I still think it's too long.
You need to tighten it up.
Well,
and you know what? That will help them, I think, in the future if they tighten it up, shorten it up, and find another event that they can put in there, whether it's a skills competition or something else. Put another event, shorten the home run derby, and then get the superstars.
See, the thing –
You didn't have guys that were huge stars last time.
No, and
Huskins,
I agree with you. Well, the fact that it happened to be in Washington, and Harper was like, okay, hometown guy, the crowd's into it. Yeah, it's the only way he did it. And I think there was some sentimental value
with
his dad also. But what stood out to me, and this is why I think they should they should change it and shorten it up. And you can watch that and watch Harper trying to, you know, reach 18 and try and get win the tournament. He was swinging. He was getting so tired. I can understand how guys lose their mechanics. I understand how guys just like they lose their ability to hit because they're swinging from their heels.
Right.
They're trying so hard. And Harper's got that such a long swing anyways. I can understand why they don't want to do it. You just get fatigued. He was dead. He was gassed. I didn't think he had anything in him. So what's the difference? You gotta hit 13 to beat somebody who hit 12. So what? What's the difference?
Yeah, see,
shorten it.
And the idea is you need to get the superstars back in there. You know, you need Trout in there. Okay, you need JT Martinez in there. You need your clear cut home run hitters in that thing because you're trying to drive personality from these guys. And the one thing you can do at a home run derby is you can drive personality because it's fun. There's no competition. I need to win this thing or this is death. You know, this is game seven of a championship series. No, you saw those guys hugging and laughing after one of them lost and one of them beat the other guy. To me, that was really good. Mookie Betts, the moment he had with Jess Mendoza going out into the, outfield. Yeah, but that's at least baseball is trying. They're trying. Play some of this. They were trying.
We're going to go out in the outfield. We're going to shag some balls. That's right. Freddie Freeman's going to be up. Mookie's going to maybe give me some tips on how it's going to work. But first, I got to ask you, why aren't you hitting this?
Because I'm not a home run hitter. It just happens to go over the fence.
Okay. All right. Come on. Who's your pick, though, right now, when you look at all these guys?
I have to stick with who I said this to start, and that's Bryce. Hometown is just destiny, you know?
Destiny, Robbie, you got that? He's pulling for the hometown guy. We'll see you guys pretty soon once we get out here.
Freddie sprays one the other way, and he's looking for his first.
Mookie,
so that
just
was a
nice
little moment. Jess Mendoza walking out there. She was, by the way,
She was all over this.
She was pitching in the celebrity game, the goofy game where they play with B and C Hollywood celebs. She was pitching in that game.
Under Armour or overhand? Was she like softball pitching?
Underhand.
She's softball.
It was a softball game.
Well, I mean, maybe she's trying to change this up. So here's my question to you. So we talk about Bryce Harper a lot,
yeah.
Right? We talk about marketing their players. Yeah. And Harper, people either – it's weird. They either hate him or they love him. And it's more of an appearance thing. And I would say –
What do you mean an appearance thing?
But because
the look?
Yeah, yeah. And that's not that
– hair,
not,
the
well,
facial
there's,
hair.
There's a Prince Charming vibe about it. Really? Curtis, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're going to take a picture. You're going to put my. What are you doing? Dude, that can't wait
Curtis,
like 2 seconds?
Curtis, we're doing a radio show.
We're doing a live radio show,
and
Curtis.
So you're knocking everything over on the table. I can understand why.
Yeah, I completely lost my train of thought, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I thought Jerry
can you play
was,
the training again?
Yeah, I thought Jerry was constantly picking on Curtis. He's been here for a half an hour. That was what a pain in the ass.
What is he doing?
Can I clearly understand.
Can I have my phone back, please?
Give me his phone back.
What's wrong with you?
Why are you taking his water? That's his water.
What's the problem?
What are you doing?
They
want to
take a picture? All right, can we take a picture right now?
We're here for 4 hours.
4 hours.
We're talking. We're engaging and doing something here in the show, and you have to take a picture right now?
Okay, now you got to do it.
Now you got to do it.
Glenn's all mad.
Right.
It's going to take me forever. Okay,
Let's take a picture. Here we go. Picture. Great.
Are you happy now? Geez. I don't even know what I was talking about. Okay, Bryce Harper appearance.
I can understand why many are just crazy.
He can't just what do you do? He's like touching a guy's phone. You don't touch a guy's phone.
He's one of those type of guys.
Move it. It's like sacrilege.
No, Curtis is one of those type of guys that wants to think he's authoritative. You know, he comes over and, you know, he's going to move stuff around.
But I got this. This bottle's in the way.
But you know he's got, when he was trying to clear the table for the picture, he had no idea, you know, what to do to get the stuff out of there. It was just, he was going to be Chris Curtis, authoritative Chris Curtis.
I got a new title.
That's right. He's a big boss now.
I'm going to use it. Right. Here I go.
I hate to say it, but seeing him in action here, I can understand what Minahan and Kevin.
Well, I'm still weird. He was supposed to print some papers out for us. Said he was going back to the hotel.
Let's go back to the hotel. Did
we get those articles out?
They'll be coming. They'll be coming.
No, he's got trending. We don't have anything. We are seriously flying by the seat of our pants.
I could.
My issue with
Bryce Harper.
No, it's so his appearance, like a lot of guys. I'm trying to figure out who he appeals to, right? Okay, the hair. Because I think his appearance, and no fault of his own, really, it's just this is the way he's choosing to look, you know, and his mannerisms. I can see him rubbing people the wrong way because he does have that elitist, Prince Charming vibe about him. And I don't even know if he's really like that. He just it oozes out of him, you know, the way he flips his hair back, you know, just his
are into the flipping.
No,
but there's some jealousy here.
No,
your part.
I can grow that hair if I want to. I'll just straighten it out.
Fabio.
My point is, agree or disagree.
I think there's something to what you're saying, and he is one of those guys I think some people like and some people dislike. I don't think he's having a great year.
He isn't.
And the second thing is, if you're a great player, and maybe you can't do this in baseball, it's a little bit more difficult to do. Is that you would think his team would be better. His team, if anything, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, has been a major disappointment. Look at the pitching staff that they've had, the rotation. Look at the players they've had. They have been underachievers, and he's the poster child on that team for underachieving. And I agree with Lou. The more I watch him play, the more I think he's vastly overrated. The more I watch Mike Trout, I think he's vastly underrated. I think Mike Trout may be one of the all-time greatest baseball players to ever play. He's competing now with Babe Ruth and all the greats. He's that good. I don't think Harper is, but Harper has been.
I heard Mookie was better, though.
But Mookie, he's not better than Mike Trout. He may be better than Bryce Harper. But I would say this, that when you look at Harper, Harper's been smart. He does that commercial where he's sitting on the on-deck circle and the fan comes in, you know. I don't even know what commercial it's for, but the fan's out in the field or whatever. He's showing some personality in commercials. I thought Shaq was always great at this. Shaq had a much different personality off the air than he did doing those commercials. They made him into the lovable panda bear. That's what they did with Shaq. Marketing. And marketing plays into it big. That's a problem we talked about with baseball.
Well, but that's why I thought it was just kind of – just, I don't know, interesting that here's a guy that for most, I mean, I don't know who they're trying to appeal to, but for most guys, you're looking at that guy going, what a tool. What a tool. Look at him with the hair. And there's some jealousy involved in it too, but you know, what they're seeing is basically basing their perception of him. It's not fair, by the way, but I can see how he rubs people the wrong way who don't even know him. Because of the way he looks and the way he acts, and there's some arrogance to him, and he probably, and I don't even know how he grew up. Did he grow up in a tough neighborhood? Did his dad work 5 jobs? Did he have to, you know, fight for everything he had?
Well, that's a baseball
maybe he
part.
Did.
That's a baseball.
Well,
part.
I don't know. Maybe I have no idea. Or was he?
What
did
do you
he
know
grow
about
up?
Mookie? Other than you know,
he likes the ball.
He likes the ball.
Yeah.
You know what people don't realize is there's a military history with his dad in the back. There's a lot of stuff with Mookie.
I know Xander's from Aruba. And speaks a lot of languages.
He does
I was
five,
actually in Aruba
five
like 3 years ago. There's
How
a little plaque there.
Did you speak down there?
Nice two.
You didn't even speak English.
English and drunk English.
Yeah, he's mostly drunk English. But
everybody drinks drunk English in Aruba.
But I do like the fact that you're seeing. He's getting more and more visible. Mookie's getting more and more visible.
He's crossed over. You have no choice.
He does seem on the surface. We've interviewed him a couple times on the show.
He's just chill.
And
he's
we probably
really...
will hear in a couple weeks at the Jimmy Fund radio telethon. But I would say this. He seems like a really nice guy, but nobody seems to know him. And that's a baseball
problem.
Yeah,
but you're getting to the point now.
You need to get him out there.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's what's so bad with Mookie. Remember, was it Jalen Brown? I remember Jalen Brown. Like Isaiah Thomas had this commercial, and Jalen Brown had this commercial. They had like the what's the other one? other donut shops around here?
Honeydew.
Honeydew. Right. So Honeydew had their commercials, right?
That was Tatum had the, right?
It was a Tatum. And they gave them, like, it's like they're so cheap, they don't have any money. They gave them the jersey that's just some random jersey that they get from, like, Dick's Sporting Goods. It's so cheesy. This is, but Honeydew said, hey, listen, we're going to give Jason Tatum, we're going to give Isaiah Thomas, we're going to give you a Honeydew commercial.
Yeah.
Can't pay for the rights of the actual jersey, though, because we want to pay you. Yeah. But Mookie doesn't even have that. Mookie doesn't even have the Honeydew throw me a bone type of marketing campaign. Nothing.
Right.
I mean, can we get Dunkin' Donuts? Cumberland Farms. That's our place. We love Cumberland Farms.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts should be Cumberland Farms.
Listen,
spokes. Consistent, reliable, hardworking. That's what Cumberland Farms is.
I've debated it your way. I've argued this before. Mookie needs to be more visible. And the Red Sox have some work to do in doing that. Isaiah Thomas was here. Isaiah Thomas is now on a one-year minimum contract. When Isaiah Thomas was here, he was doing national shows all the time. He was showing up on that TNT broadcast, the Kevin Garnett.
He was
everywhere. He was on national shows. Yeah. Mookie Betts hasn't done it. Now, you could sit there and say, well, Mookie Betts hasn't won anything. You got to win a championship. I would agree. He wins a championship this year. I think that personality that he has goes to the next level.
Mookie?
Mookie from
I don't think he has one.
I think he does.
Because he got excited because he had a 13-pitch grand slam?
But Isaiah Thomas was viewed like he was a cartoon character.
Isaiah Thomas, as far as personalities go, like, you think Isaiah Thomas has his great personality?
No, but he was out there. People had him everywhere.
But different. Come on, you know that's different. No, not different sport.
What is
he was politicking. He was on the political campaign for himself. He also showed up at Patriots practice last year, you know, almost ingratiating himself into the city and the brotherhood of Boston. Like, how dare you get forcing the Celtics to sign him by shaming him. Look, the fans love him. He's beloved. His sister, his jaw, his this, his that. Oh, my God, this is our guy. We got to keep him. That's what he was doing.
So you
any
don't
other
think,
guy during the offseason, he's getting the hell out of Dodge.
So you don't think Mookie's doing enough of that for himself?
I don't know him personally. Does he look like a guy that says, you know what, I'm more concerned with my post-career? Because some guys, they already kind of know what they want to do. So they're gonna start, you know, they're gonna start doing these shows. They're gonna start doing interviews, and they're gonna, hey, on their free days, they're gonna go and they're gonna go do Fox, you know, if they can call a game when the season's over, because they're gonna do analysis in the off season.
Okay, we're gonna get to it. And talking about Mookie Betts, he talked yesterday.
He did.
About Boston, about the future, about new contracts. J.D. Martinez talked about Boston, talked about the opt-out, talked about new contracts. There was some interesting stuff from both Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, two guys obviously we're concerned about going forward. Do they stay here? They're the backbone here of this team, the base of this team going forward. Do they stay here? They both spoke about it. We're going to get into all of that. We're broadcasting live. We're at Pine Hills Golf Club for the WEEI Jimmy Fund Celebrity Golf Tournament, presented by our friend over here, Jamie Parker.
What a difference a year makes.
Are you listening at all talk about this game without being like,
oh, here we go, Kiss Ass Lou. Alex Cora can never do anything wrong.
It's Glenn, Christian, and Kiss Ass Lou on Sports Radio WEEI.
One home run to become the home run derby champion at 18.
There it is!
Center field, and Bryce Harper has won the 2018 T-Mobile home run derby, and he loves it.
See that added to it, the fact that the hometown guy got it because the crowd was excited.
Yeah.
So the TV audience got thrilled.
Yeah. Worked out perfect.
Schwarber wins it. His people excited. They were booing Freddie Freeman earlier in the contest, right? It didn't work.
Skook Bryce Harper. The guy's overrated. The guy wins a home run derby, and people are chirping at me on Twitter. Oh, how do you like him now? You still think he's overrated? Why? Because he can hit a lot of home runs? You go pay him $300 million, that douche.
So we got Lou. We got Lou and his Oxy Posse. Is that what you're playing
with? No, it's not. It's not the Posse.
Aren't the Oxy Posse?
It's a different crew.
That is 3D Lou.
3D
Lou. 3D Lou.
I mean, two Bloody Marys.
The whole team.
Look at your third.
Look at all the alcohol on that table.
Look at all the alcohol on that table.
What the hell you're talking about? Looks like a frat house. Lou. It's a bunch of crap. I'm on vacation, bitches.
So we've got him. Former member of the old Big Show. Very nice. So we've got Lou and his buddies all mic'd up, getting ready to go out there on the course right now. Can you ask one? Put the microphone on one of those other guys. We listen to
you
enough.
But they can't hear you.
I want to hear them talk.
What do you want to hear them say?
I want to hear them talk.
Just ask them what they think about playing with you today.
Well, okay, what do you guys think of playing with me today?
I'm looking forward to it. I think
that's weak.
It bombed. Where's he from?
Where's our celebrity?
Oh, see, that's cold-blooded.
I think they got screwed because they got no celebrity.
Well, they're right.
They're going to need me to carry him. Hopefully they can all hit from 70 yards out.
Jim Lomborg's here.
Yeah. What? I saw Johnny Mack walk around, too. Johnny McDonald. Where is he?
So why didn't they get an opportunity to play with him? What, did they lose in the draw or something?
They did. They lost in the draw. I told them, screw you. You're playing with me. And they want to know my celebrity.
Any money on the line here? Or
we got side bets. I tell you right now, our card's already done. We're minus 16. Somebody go out and beat us. We're from Framingham. We fill our card out before we freaking play golf.
Everything comes down to like the old way, the old country way of doing things.
Hey, I got to get loose 2 cents on this one. So I expected that the second half of the season for the Red Sox, there was a big goal.
Yeah.
And the goal was to go out there, win the division, and then eventually put yourself in a position to win the World Series. Instead, this is what we get yesterday from Mitch Moreland, his goal for the second half of the season.
You have to tell.
Now's a good time Moreland, to play.
And one of my goals is to make Christian Fourier care about baseball.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, we need a sit down. I want an interview, one-on-one, Fourier and Moreland. And I want you two to just talk and talk this thing out.
There's no issue. Here's the thing. You know that I've turned the corner
on baseball. Yes,
I
do know this.
Much respect for him. I still think they're soft in a bunch of different ways.
Hold on.
But ultimately, yes.
You're between first and second base.
What do you mean? I'm like Blake Swihart right now. I just got fooled on the okie doke. No, it's not happening.
I want to see that interview. I'll do that.
I will do that.
You spend 5 minutes with Mitch Moreland. He tries to convince you why you should love baseball.
Okay,
done. Because apparently 4 hours a day for me isn't getting it done.
No,
I'm getting it done.
No, but did you see the way he started off when he came on with us? Okay, we just did this thing. You didn't hear it, Lou, but we were talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Okay, his physical appearance pisses other guys off, like manly men. You know, like he's Prince Charming. He's got the hair flowing in slow motion. You sit there and go, what a tool.
He should be doing like Life Boy soap or something.
Yes, with the hair.
Yes, see, that's my point. So that proves my point. So I don't know if he's a tool or not. I have no idea if he's a tool or not. But just by the way he looks, I say, you know, that's not a guy I want to hang out. He would not make it in the Oxy Posse.
No, he definitely wouldn't. But I tell you, that home run derby was really about promoting his dad. You know what his dad looked like? Corsi with a beard. That's what he basically, Jim Corsi, who I just saw with a beard. But, I mean, Harper's down there, you know, just, I don't know. Unless he rubs me the wrong way.
That's my point.
You're never going to get me to love the guy. I thought it was a great show. I loved what I saw last night.
It was good.
Bergman, I thought was great. Schwarber getting the crowd into it. It was nice. But Bregman, rather, I'm sorry. Four minutes, though, for BP? You know how long? They got to take timeouts at 2. How about just make it 2? But they had to fill their window from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
4 minute round of BP, 3 of them? Good God. I'm surprised these guys aren't hurt.
No, that's the other thing that we were saying. Even Harper was gassed at the end of the thing. You know he was going to make it. And I can easily understand how guys completely lose their swing. They get in this situation. The competition gets to them. They're in the moment. And they just want to just knock in home runs. That's it. Right? And then the time slipping away. And then you got to get 18. Then he's got to get 19. I think it's nuts. They're on to it. They're getting better. But if they shorten it to 2.5, 3 minutes, then they got it.
Except for Jesus Aguilar. That guy, he was in no rush. Yeah. Like, he wasn't going to change anything.
No.
He was in absolutely no rush at all to hit home runs.
It's a clock tournament.
Yeah, it
killed him. I will say this. What did you think of Jess Mendoza taking the walk out into the outfield with Mookie Betts?
Listen, first off, I'm watching it with my kid. We had a little pool, right? And it was funny because he ended up with Schwarber and Bryce, so he ended up winning. But anyway, my wife was like, who is that and what are they doing? And how uncomfortable is this? And I'm like, this is her existence. Everything she does is uncomfortable. Why in God's name were they walking out to center field with Mookie Betts? What were they doing? What was that about?
Personality.
Did you get personality out of that?
No, because and that's the thing about Mookie Betts. We were discussing this.
What was that?
I think there's personality there, Lou.
There is.
I really believe there's something in that kid that he's a superstar as a player. I think as a personality, there's more to it than what we're seeing. But they're putting him in situations that don't seem to be working. And that one didn't work again. I was waiting for her to say, so how's your bowling going?
Oh, yeah, go right to the...
Yeah, right to the bowling.
That's the easy one.
It's the only thing people know.
Yeah, but that's what the All-Star game's all about. You showed another side of these guys. And Jessica Mendoza, she gets to come out of the booth. She gets to come out of the booth.
Stealing water.
She gets to hang out.
Don't worry about it, Jim.
She gets to, interact with the players. players and show their lighter side. Huh? You know, it's not all seriousness, right?
Jim Corsi does look pretty good.
He just walked over to our table and took a water and walked away.
Yeah, you just got deboed.
We thought you were.
That's
in
what
charge.
You call getting deboed.
Sorry, Mr. Harper. You tell me this isn't Bryce Harper's dad. Yeah. Put
it
a
is.
Beard on him.
He does.
Yeah. It's Bryce Harper's
exactly
dad.
Exactly like it.
Yeah, I was like, and Bryce Harper's dad, like throwing like just I don't know what. There was a point in time that last round. He was throwing the just
away.
Crappy.
He was nervous.
Like, what was he doing?
No, he was nervous.
He's trying to throw a cutter?
Like, up and away. I'm like, what? Away, away, up and away. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think he's nervous, though. Lou. I don't think. There were six or seven pitches there at the end that were unhittable, you know? And I think he was just nervous. And, you know,
to the point
his
where
son
my kid,
was fine.
My kid asked me, he's like, when I'm in the home run derby, I don't want you pitching to me.
Ah.
I was like, all
right. That bump shoulder's going to get
pissed.
Well, I was about to sit there and go, watching Twitter go, eventually they're going to blame Bryce Harper losing this home run derby on his dad. His dad's going to get blamed because he couldn't throw a pitch down the middle.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going out.
Like Bryce Harper now. You still think he's overrated, won the home run derby. Such a stupid take. You still think he's overrated?
Home run derby. Is that really we're going to give the guy $300 million because he won a freaking home run derby?
I did like the comments.
You give him 300.
Did you not hear the comments, though, of Mookie Betts saying he's very interested in watching how the negotiations go here?
Never once,
Harper.
Of course. Never once. Of course, you're having a conversation over here.
He's
never
on
once
a
at 100 RBIs. You want to give him $300 million?
He gives me a hard
no,
time.
No, of course he doesn't
he
either.
He gives me a hard time when I get distracted. He's over there talking to Jim Corsi.
Hey, I'm on vacation. Leave me alone.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's 3D blue.
That's a good three, point.
He's about to be 6D blue before we tee off.
Hey, can we talk to him at the tail end of our show?
Let's do that.
That's what we really need to do.
Let's do that.
I'll grab you at the turn.
Let's do that. You'll sound like
if I recognize you.
6 hours.
All right, Lou, have a good day.
All right,
boy. All right. He's off for the rest of the
week.
There
it is. Gone and gone. Won't see him till. We won't see him for a while now because I'm gone Friday.
We're all going. It's
you're gone Friday.
Yeah, the next few weeks we're all going.
Are you gone next week?
No, I'm here next week.
You're just taking Friday. Long weekend.
Friday. Yeah, I'm taking a couple long weekends the next couple weeks, and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
Then I'm gone.
I'm going to Cabo.
I love Cabo.
You're going to Cabo. You got any recommendations?
Yeah.
I've been brushing up on my Spanish, too. I have this awesome app, so I'm going to do nothing but speak Spanish for like the whole time I'm there. I'm going
to
do that.
How far are you in the app? Because I'd like to test you.
Lesson two.
Less than two lessons. So why don't we wait until what's today?
You know what? Actually,
today's
Tuesday,
but Thursday.
We shouldn't do this on the air.
Why?
It's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea. Actually, you know what? Thank God I'm here. I'm the voice of reason. I'm the only one who paid attention in sensitivity training.
We'll be back in sensitivity training again. That might be a problem. There goes Lou.
There
See
it is.
Ya, boys.
Oh, there he goes.
Hey, hit him straight. Hit him straight, boys.
We're wobbling already.
Good
luck. Can we have a contest to see who throws up first? That's what I would like to do. This dude, he's already in the lead.
Yeah, well, that is a motley crew. Look at that crew.
There's no way they're coming back standing up.
What did you say? It's not
There's
the Oxy
no,
Posse. They're too short.
They're too tall. Too tall. The Oxy Posse is a bunch of midgets.
That does not look like a good group. That does not look like a group that hits the ball straight. That's a group that parties an awful
lot. No. And you know what it is?
It's Callahan. Callahan's sweating already. Look at
him. Oh, my
he's
God.
Drenched
he's
already.
Guy. He's the guy that sweats through his shirt.
Drenched.
No. Doug's trying to give
What's
him a microphone.
You? Talking to
him on the mic.
Huh?
What?
Is this on? Is this on?
Yeah.
I want to see you out there. We all want to see you out there, Ordway. Come on.
Just one. Just one.
Wrist. I can't
think. Oh, I got
bad
a bad wrist. Oh, my
surgery
God.
Surgery done here. Surgery.
Just hit some putts.
You're going to cut it off.
I just want to see if you sweat as much as I do.
I sweat as much as you do and more. Butch Stearns, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know how nice and cool it is right inside that room?
It's very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, why are we broadcasting in the room?
Hey, Can we get a driver and like the driving range is right here. We can put you up just for one hit, just one ball.
We made Curtis go hit a couple balls just for laughs.
Yes, that's what we want to do. I'll take care of the show.
It was good.
And I'll talk it through.
You take care of the show.
Yes.
Anything Curtis does makes Kirk laugh. So we sent him up there hit a couple balls, but we wanted you to too.
By the way, we did find out the ineptness of Curtis. He came over here to try to clear the table for pictures. He knocked everything over.
Really?
Yeah, it was a joke.
I felt bad for you. I said it to him at the time.
Yeah, but it's funny though, isn't it? It's funny.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you doing?
You just laugh at him, that's all.
But it's not like paint by numbers. He starts with seven and then two and three. He has no thought process.
Yeah, but you got to, it's entertaining.
Yes.
You got to learn to laugh.
Good morning.
Isn't that why you have Fourier?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Comic relief.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. I thought you'd be playing. I thought you'd, I don't know, bump you to the afternoon and just play.
No, we're here.
No?
We're here.
No, it's too bad.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
All right, Jerry, enjoy it out there. See you later. Jerry Callahan. We got to take a break. And then we'll come back. We'll get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to what Mookie Betts had to say and what J.D. Martinez had to say as well about their future with the Red Sox next.
A work in progress.
They seem comfortable.
Shut up!
They obviously have some inside jokes.
I took the pipe.
Yeah, let's get to the...
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
They're not afraid to on each other.
I want you to take your hand. I want you to go down your pants, and I want to see if you got anything.
The midday show for me right now is working.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF broadcasting live down at the Pine Hills Golf Club, WEEI Jimmy Fund Celebrity Golf Tournament.
It is milky, milky, pity, wetty right now, like in a whole new level. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm actually amazed. You must have a really good breathable shirt on right now because you're not sweating at all.
I only like the
no, you're not pitted out yet.
I don't wear cotton.
Like Jerry's got his whole front is like completely sweated out.
Yeah, he is.
I would think Lou would be that guy because he's so hairy. Like, I think the moisture is stuck in there. It's probably gonna his shirt's gonna be soaking wet by the time.
What do you think the people that are playing here when they come out here and one group gets Micah Ruzzioni as like the celebrity and they're sitting there going, oh my god, the stories we'll be able to tell about the Olympic
and
game,
and the other guy gets
moment, and the other team gets Pucci.
So let me tell you something. Hello, gentlemen. By the way,
on the
way down, I heard Christian's whole soliloquy off the top. By the way, were you on cocaine or something this morning?
Coffee.
So no, about what's how you're going to avoid writing for the website like you did special teams and all this and that. I may be a D-list celebrity, but I am the king of the D-list celebrities.
Yes.
Okay, if you're going to do something, do it right,
Butch. 3 years ago, you were a D celebrity.
Shh, quiet. You and I both know we're hanging on. So what's the difference?
you're saying that Butch. I've been to dinner with Butch.
I love
multiple
Butch.
Times.
Butch knows I love
great
him.
Stories. There's tons of stories. Let me tell you, so many stories.
You hear the same
so many stories.
Over and over.
Over
and over.
Yeah, Butch, you heard that one an hour ago. Yeah.
So.
Give me a story right now, off the top of your head, bam.
Okay, I just saw Michael Ruzzioni, right? I was in Colorado Springs covering the Patriots last year.
This is how it starts.
It was on a Tuesday night.
Yep.
Met a woman. Her name was Deborah Kopp. Look her up. She was a judo champion. Because it's a great story.
Okay. All
right. She's a judo champion in the Olympics, right? She's
what year is this?
Stop it. Just listen to
the
story.
See,
here's why it'll not be a good story, because you'll keep interrupting me.
All right, I won't stop.
So I turned to her. I said, what should we order this and that? My boyfriend owns a restaurant. She goes, where are you guys from? I go, Boston. She goes, oh, I have a good friend from Boston. I said, who? She says, Michael Ruzzioni. I pick up the phone. I call Mike. I get his voicemail. Michael, I'm with your friend Deb Kopp. Five minutes later, phone brings. He calls. I give her the phone. Michael, how are you? Give Butchie the phone back. Give Butchie. I get the phone. He goes, she will kick your ass.
Oh, she's the karate champ.
She's
the karate champ.
So then he gives her the phone back. She says, yes, Michael, yes. He hasn't talked to her in 10 years. She hangs up. I said, what's wrong? He goes, I have to give you a tour of the Olympic facility tomorrow now. Michael insists. I said, I have to work and cover the Patriots. Tell him you took me. Tell him we're all set. Not good enough? That story not good enough?
Well, I mean, it kind of petered out. I'm not going to lie. I mean, strong out the gate. I mean, you were woo! You know the one thing? Do you know that we used to play this a lot? And I know Eamon is not going to be able to find this. When you were doing your play-by-play, I don't know what race it was.
We're talking about horses.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. A big poppy.
Big poppy.
Oh, it was High Poppy and
High
Whoopi
poppy
again.
And Whoopi again. Wait, so the name was Whoopi again, or Whoopi was doing it again?
The shortened version of that story is I went to do a horse race as a story for TV, and they wanted me to do a race with 12 horses in it. I said, no way. Give me the race with 6 horses. So I did a race with 6 horses. You ever tried to call a horse race?
Yes, actually.
It's the hardest thing in the
world. We have sound of me doing the Kentucky Derby.
So 6 horses.
Hey, Eamon, you got to find that.
6 horses in the race, Christian. They're coming down the stretch, the dead heat. I get a dead heat with 6 horses.
Yeah.
And they played it with no crowd noise and everything, so of course it made fun of it.
It sounded like you were talking into a can.
Yeah, it was good. I got a dead heat. I called the winner, the right winner.
And we're going to have it in like 3 hours. When you come back, we're going to play your call.
Does that mean you're done with me?
Yeah, we're done. Good to see you, Christian.
I'm looking at some of the other celebrities that we can talk to.
By the way, you were absolutely right off the top.
What's that?
You get Jim Lomborg, Michael Ruzzioni, whoever. No, you get Butch Stern. Really?
Here's the thing, Butch. They're going to get their money's worth from you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're all effort. I mean, there's just nothing. You're like Rudy.
They'll be on about the fourth hole.
He's going to get the same story.
Christian, on about the fourth
same
hole.
Same story.
When I've hit three or four in the woods, I'll be standing over like a 20-foot putt. And the last putt. And I'll say, okay, here's where I got to earn my celebrity status. Yeah. And I'll drop the putt.
How many – so the key is how many people in each – we got four people? Four people in you? Yeah. That's going to take forever.
Hey, hold on 1 second. I mean, they got all these celebrities out there. They got Butchie, who's a, you know, an E of D. I'll give it to you, Butchie.
D.
D celebrity. Strong D. Why the hell don't they have LB out here?
Uh-oh.
I mean, LB
That's
works
true.
For the company. I mean, LB at least played a sport, and he was pretty damn, he's pretty damn good at it.
we got to give him some
help. LB, what are you doing at home?
Hey, Butchie.
Yeah, LB.
As another D minus.
Yeah, baby.
Celebrity. I just want to call in and I want to give you a big fat hug, okay? So
you are my man.
Look, you got the two superstars running the show today. Doing
I know.
A big awesome charity event. You and I, somebody's got to bring up the back end.
Somebody's got to bring up the back end, and it's usually at the back end of the baseball tavern or the greatest bar. That's the problem.
Say, LB's at one of those places right now.
He's like Norm.
Actually, the D list in Canadian translates to a B when you go cross lines, state okay. lines.
Yeah, exactly.
LB, I got to go. I got to tee
LB,
off.
Thanks for checking right. in. We love LB. We love LB. I'm surprised they didn't get LB. I figured... You know, they write
no Hyde Park, no Whoopi. Where's our Butchie sound of the race?
He'll get it.
But Damon has no idea what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
No.
So they, you know, you would figure he works for the company. It must be in LB? his contract somewhere. They force him to show up to the EEI golf
That's
tournament, right?
There's a certain number of them.
Yeah.
At least 12.
Right, exactly. Christ, he's not here.
He's going to knock one off easily.
Easily.
His show's over at 10, right?
Yeah. All right, let me get to this. We got to get to this J.D. Martinez stuff. Then I promise you we'll get to the phone calls.
There's a good, there's a great football story, too. You thought
we're
the NFL.
To football. No,
well, can
no,
we
we'll
just talk about
we'll
it so
it.
People
I'll
know
stop it, stop
what
it.
They're going
to
do?
Baseball
you know, I know
season.
You've done.
Just shut up.
Baseball
you
season.
You already told Mitch Moore you're going to take. You're going to suck the sport in. Just
suck?
Just
what am I sucking?
It. The sport. J.D. Martinez. Rob Bradford's got this. He talked yesterday, and he talked about the contract he's presently in right now because we all know. This contract, even though there weren't other takers on the market, 5 years, $110 million, is low for this guy. And you're seeing it right now, right? And we're going to see an offseason in which, excuse me, Harper's going to make a killing here. Even though Lou's right, I think he is overrated. He's going to make a killing. And you look at J.D. Martinez, and you talk about like $300 million or something like that. And this guy's making $110 million. He's got opt-outs. So he can opt out after next season. So listen to this. He actually was talking about the contract and about Boston.
That's the guy you want to talk to right there.
Maybe open to a more set in stone kind of long term deal with the Red Sox?
Absolutely. You know, that's something that's obviously would have to be discussed, like, you know, later. But yeah, I mean, I like my time there. You know, it's been fun so far, so I don't see why not.
You do see yourself playing in Boston for a long time?
Yeah, you know, I like the front office. I like, you know, the managers. I like everything, you know, kind of everything the way it's run. I think it's trending in a really good way, and I wouldn't mind staying there.
Part of that.
All right. So he wouldn't mind staying here. He seems to like it. He's saying everything that these people are bitching that Kyrie Irving apparently won't say, even though Kyrie Irving says the same thing. I love the front office. I love the owners.
That's
I love
the
coach.
Boilerplate. Yeah. So here's the thing. I don't know if you saw the visual. I mean, you saw the video. Did you see the video?
Yes.
Did you notice who was standing like right beside him off to the left?
That would be Scott Boras.
Yeah. Did you see the look on his face? Like, yeah. It's like Scrooge McDuck and Mr. Burns wrapped into one.
Yeah.
He knows J.D. Martinez is going to kill it. He's going to make so much money. It's like everything working out perfectly for him. Because even when you see these stats, someone, I think your favorite Twitter account, I think it was like Boston Sports Info or something like that.
I love it.
They put something out there that said they gave all of J.D. Martinez's stats from last year, 2017 All-Star break to now, and it's unbelievable the numbers. It's ridiculous how good he is being. And no wonder Scott Boras is just sitting there hovering and just like taking it all in because everybody knows that Scott Boras is going to get it done.
Okay, so if you're the Red Sox and you know that once he gets to free agency and he opts out, he's going to be worth a killing, especially when you watch what Bryce Harper gets in this offseason. I'm not saying you do it now.
Everybody's watching Bryce Harper. Mookie Betts is watching Bryce Harper. J.D. Martinez is watching Bryce Harper.
What you do is in this offseason, before he gets to that last year, that opt-out year, that's when you sit down with him. But you've got to be willing to know that you've got to be willing to go to that number,
oh, yeah,
that it's going to be in free agency, but you prevent other teams from getting into the mix. Isn't everybody sold on this guy? I know,
yes.
I know it's 98 games or whatever, but you're right. There's a track record of the last two.
Yeah.
His biggest problem is he was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
He figured it out,
yeah,
and figured out how to hit, the art of hitting. It took him a while, and so there's a shorter resume than there is with some of these other guys. But to me, I'm sold.
Yeah,
I'm totally sold.
He's so psychotic, too. It's so funny, like, when you hear guys talking about, like, other players and, like Tom Brady. Oh, you know, he's so focused. All he does is eat, sleep, and drink, you know, football. That's all he does. All right, I just got the finger from Lou. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, F you, too. But you love that.
Have another one, Lou.
You thought I was calling Lou 3D Blue. So so what was a Butchie? None. LB? Five?
Oh, LB, jeez. To me, he's on the phone. Imagine what LB would be like if he were out here. But I love LB.
Yeah, he's the best. No, but, you know, he actually, and it's funny, because you talk about the difference in appearance, perception versus reality. You have Bryce Harper, the way he looks, the way his mannerisms, and you got JD. Like, watch JD Martinez after any game, whether he plays good or whether he plays bad. Look at what he's wearing. Look at his demeanor. Look at the way he answers it. It is perfect. The guy is just really kind of figured it out, and he's authentic. He is who he is.
He is.
He doesn't care about anything other than just hitting the freaking baseball.
Yeah, and he's fit in here to Boston, even though there's no real outward personality.
No,
seems to be
none.
A real
very unassuming.
Introvert. Yeah,
yeah.
And it seems to work. I think the Red Sox have got to really consider this in the offseason.
But they might not have a choice.
What do you mean?
I don't think we'll see what happens.
Well, they have a choice. They can let him go another year, and then he's definitely going to.
Yeah,
that's
my point. Why would you give up control?
Well, unless he gets hurt next year. Unless he gets hurt next year, then he's not opting out. Right. But David Price, there's no question he's not opting out.
Let me ask you a question.
This guy's definitely opting out.
Is there some sort of like random rule somewhere in the basement of baseball rules and regulations where like David Price would have to switch contracts with JD Martinez?
No.
It's like a bird rule.
No.
Baseball's version of the
bird
rule.
Doesn't happen.
Or what's the Rose rule? No. How many new rules did we find out?
Oh, the Derrick Rose rule.
The Derrick
right.
Rose rule in the NBA.
Well, the NBA just confuses you. And they name
every
their
player
rules
gets a rule.
After players.
Yeah, because a situation comes up with a player that right. they never thought about. Let's just name this new rule
Gershon
after this guy.
Ubicelli rule.
Yes,
yeah, we'll have
sure.
One of, them. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll get to the phone calls. We'll let you hear exactly what Mookie Betts said, because he said some nice, warm things about Boston and about staying here. It's nice to finally hear guys say that as opposed to distancing themselves from our local teams. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.